Ignite са в нашето студио. Техният концерт е утре. Hi guys, this is the Cedar.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Because I'm wearing the green shirt.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Hello.
So, I don't want to be rude, but could you please start with your names?
Yeah, my name is Nicholas Hill. I play guitar in Ignite.
And yeah. I'm Brett Rasmussen, and I play bass.
Yeah, Brett, you are the boss. You have always been.
I'm just the old guy.
Yeah, right. So, obviously, the first question would be... I was pretty impressed to hear your new guy, Eli Santana.
Yes.
He fits pretty well to your sound, but does he fit as a human being to your family?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's sitting out right side right now hanging out with our boys. We hang out together. You know, he's been a friend of ours for a long time, especially our drummer, Craig. So he's part of our family, yeah, immediately. No question.
It was the perfect fit on the on the personal level.
That's fantastic.
We were immediately hanging out after practice, after writing, just kind of hanging out as friends immediately.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност въпросът беше Ели Сантана, който е техният нов певец и който много ни хареса с това, че се присъедини. В началото аз бях малко нервен, за да чуя как ще звучи гласово в тяхната музика, но всъщност като саунд е чудесно, дали в личен план... нещо в личен план са се получили нещата. Да, наистина той много се сближи с нашия барабарист Крейг Андерсън, а всъщност тук е добре да кажем, че шефа на Ignite, басистът Брет Расмусен, както и китаристът Ник. The album was called Ignite.
Yes.
I mean, somehow this is a statement that this is a new beginning, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
not too subtle. It is.
It's the next chapter. It's the last chapter of Ignite, and we needed a statement.
When you say last, you mean the latest, not the last.
Well, this is going to be telling the end of the story for another 15 years.
Okay.
So this is the group that's going to do it. So yeah, we thought the name fit perfectly. That it was like it's kind of the rebirth of the band.
Всъщност новият им албум се казва Ignite, въпреки че е поредния в тяхната история, но това е всъщност ясна заявка, че тук говорим за най-новата глава в тяхната история, да, и последната, която ще продължи поред 15 години, каза Бред. I know that this is a cliche question these days, but still, how does it feel to rediscover the possibility to travel and play live? Was it tough these 2 years? Though in the United States, in some parts, it was not that much trouble, not that severe that it looked like here in Europe. Or am I wrong?
No, it was. No, you're correct. But also, we do. I would say, arguably, our best touring is going to be outside of the U.S., where we focus a lot of our attention is in Europe, right here. So we were feeling it. We were feeling the lack of tour options, but what we did and what we decided as a group is that we were going to make a record. We were going to take this time and we were going to use it for something positive. We're going to re-begin. Yeah, this there was no other option. We had to write the best record we possibly could and fucking make a statement, and I think that's what we did. I hope people agree with that or they have their own opinions, but that's why we spent our time at home writing.
Толкова време изкарахме в къщи, за да направим този нов албум, защото той наистина е заявка за нашето завръщане. Въпросът ми беше обаче за това дали през тези 2 години, въпреки че в Америка на някои места беше по-отпуснат от гледна точка на строгост, затваряне и така заради COVID, дали им е липсало това пътуване и възможността да свирят пред публика на живо. Да, разбира се, още повече, че за нас, ние знаем, че нашата публика, много харесваме нашата публика в Европа, и след което заговорихме за този албум, който излия сега. Alright, being a greedy bastard, I want to ask
it.
Are you guys ready with the next record, or it's too early to say?
We're not ready to record it yet, but we definitely have already started working on it, and we don't want a big 6-7-8 year gap between the albums.
No one wants that from you guys.
No, it happened enough already. So we are ready. We're going to be recording hopefully next year.
Може би ще запишат следващия си албум още следващата година, аз казах, защото ние сме алчни и лакоми копеленца. Да, задавени точно такива въпроси. Готови ли сте с нови албум? Не сме готови да го записваме още, но наистина няма да направим отново такава дълга и отекчителна пауза от 7-8 години между два албума. You are touring Europe now with Pennywise and NoFX, but you came along to Sofia. What can we expect from your show tomorrow?
You can expect us to play a lot of our new material, absolutely. We're going to play, half the record, and we're going to play everything that you would expect to hear from our previous records, all mm-hmm. the best. This is us putting our foot down and saying, here, this is the band the way that it should be best experienced, so... I'm confident we're going to be playing whatever it is you like, we're going to be playing it.
Uh-huh. Playing some old stuff, playing some new stuff, a good mix, yeah.
Въпросът беше, всъщност те в момента са на турне в Европа с Pennywise и NoFX, две други легендарни калифорнийски групи, но всъщност идва в България сами, концертът им е утре, заедно с две български формации, какво да очакваме, ще изфирим новите ни неща, около половината от албума, но и всички наши стари песни, които харесвате и очаквате да чуете. So it means that because we have on heavy rotation on our radio,
awesome.
Last time, Fear is Our Tradition, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Nothing Can Stop Me. You started a new chapter, but it doesn't mean that you ignore the past.
Exactly.
Not at all. If anything, it's put new energy into songs that you've heard before with, Zoli singing. You got to come see Eli do it. He does it. He's
awesome.
It's a new energy. It sounds great. And we're looking into our past, even further back. To mm-hmm. kind of bring some of our old material. We put one of Ignite's oldest songs mm-hmm. as a B-side on our first single for Anti-Complicity Anthem, mm-hmm. a song called Turn. So that's cool to see new life brought to some really old material.
Да, всъщност тези песни, които имаме в сериозна ротация в нашата програма, ние не се отказваме от тях, разбира се. Можем да ги пускаме, нали? Нищо, че започвате нова глава в своята история. О, не, разбира се, че не. Хубавото е, че всъщност новият ми певец Ери може да ги пее толкова добре. И ако сте забелязали, като без страна на първия ли сингъл Anti-Complicity Anthem, имахме възможност да сложим едно старо наше парче презаписано камера. Имаше някакви спортни въпроси към тези наши великолепни гости от Калифорния.
Калифорния?
Да.
Are you cheering for Golden State Warriors?
Hey, all right. Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It's my favorite team in the NBA now.
Do you like it?
I really, really want to.
Well, he's also a TV presenter, the biggest Bulgarian basketball pundit.
It's kind of cool seeing them come back now without Kevin Durant. Yeah. And doing it with
Kevin Durant, but Clay Thompson is back.
He is.
Come on, it first to go prevedes
posle. Wiggins
and Gary Payton Jr. Maybe we'll be back for the finals. So yeah. It will be nice.
Yeah, I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm a California boy. So what can I say? I got to go with the Warriors.
And have you seen the winning time? This
oh yeah, 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 yeah! I can't wait to get home to finish it.
Yeah, I didn't start it yet, but I want to.
Oh man, it's good.
It's brilliant, and it turns you back in the late 70s. It's a great atmosphere and.
Yes,
filming.
That's cool.
Yes, that's my Lakers. Yeah.
Jerry West is not happy.
But you must see this guy how well he's playing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, John C. Reilly's killing it.
Rad.
All right. So, what song you want me to play right now? Well, obviously, the one that we had played the most from the new album was Anti-Complicity Anthem, for obvious reasons. Not just because it was the first single, but because it's a catchy opener.
Thank you.
No, thank you that you had enough time to find out what the best song is to open an album. But what do you want me to play right now?
I mean, we've been pushing The Butcher a lot. That's been the latest single, the latest video. What do you think, Nick?
Let's play something that we haven't played yet. Can you play a song called Enemy?
Yes, I can. Here it is.
choose this lot in life. Deeply bruised and sunken eyes. Done swiftly searching for a sign.
All right, so last question is, what are you going to do tonight? It's your free time.
We've been invited to the Dream Theater, Devin Townsend Show.
Hell yeah.
Devin Townsend Show, so I think some of the guys are going to do that. Some of the guys are going to go see the city. I don't know. We're just going to cruise.
Yeah, all right. So it's been a pleasure. Have fun in Sofia and have a great show tomorrow. I'm sure it will be a blast.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and we're glad to be back after a long time not being here.
Yeah, it's been...
We came here with No Effects one time, and then we came here on our own, and it's been too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
For sure. Alrighty. So can I choose the song this time?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let me play The River.
There you go.
All right, guys.
I love it.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.